Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, my name is Michael Rappaport. You are now listening to a brand new episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, where me and G Moody are bringing it back to basics. We have some fantastic sick fucks of the week. LeBron James is trying to team up with KD, and I mean no disrespect, but Chicago Deep Dish Pizza, maybe the most overrated food in the entire United States of America. That's right. I'm saying it. I'm sticking to it. All that and more on a smash mouth banging brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with me and G Moody, Miles Jordan. Let me get something funky. All right. You know how much I love my coffee. I love my coffee. I need my coffee. I found a coffee now that I'm addicted to, not because it's addictive, because it tastes fantastic and it makes me feel like a star. Four Sigmatic is my new favorite brew. Here's the twist. Four Sigmatic isn't just coffee. It's a superfood because it's made with mushrooms. That's right, it's made with mushrooms and it tastes incredible. Mushroom coffee has half the caffeine of regular coffee, but it's twice as magical. It's healthier and it'll make you feel happier whether you like coffee, tea, or cacao. It supports focus, creativity, memory, concentration, and brain wealth. I am sipping it right now in a hotel room in Chicago. You know why? Because it comes in easy to use and carry single serving packets. All you have to do is add water. It costs just $1.50 per cup, okay? Four Sigmatic coffee is fantastic. Get 15% off your first purchase with the code CHAMP. That's C-H-A-M-P, CHAMP. Just go to Four Sigmatic, FourSigmatic.com. Use the promo code CHAMP, and I am telling you to try it for yourself. It's fantastic. It's addictive, but not because it's addicting. Because it tastes so damn good. All right, see, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. As promised, me, G Moody, last name rhymes with duty, back to basics, fundamental podcasting. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Air Marshal Mike, a.k.a. the Jake LaMotta of podcasting, a.k.a. the White Wesley Snipes, a.k.a. Passenger 58.
Oh, man.
Can I get AKAs some of that? Just keep coming. Because sometimes I feel bad if I leave out a certain AKA. I was like, how could you leave out that AKA? I feel like I'm leaving out a piece of myself. Here with G. Moody.
The John Mugabe of podcasting.
John the Beast Mugabe. For those of you who don't know who that is, that's a fighter from the 80s and the 90s. Yes. Very tough fighter. I mean, if you have the name The Beast, you have to be some sort of ass kicker.
Yep.
I am here in Chicago. I flew in today for the big three. I have to tell you, and I'm being totally fucking honest, the people were happy to see me at the airport.
Yeah.
The people were happy to see me at the airport. I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of thank yous. I got a whole bunch of shit. Salutes.
Inspiring.
Yes. Yes. People on the plane. I flew United today. Some of the TSA people. I'm not going to say it was like they had a fucking parade for me, but it was a slight hero's welcome for me at the airport.
Yeah. You get a curtain call. You're gonna always have a curtain call at these terminals. And that's good. You inspired people. What you did lit a flame under people to go handle their business and don't watch the plane go down in flames, and you could have stopped it.
Yes.
So great job.
Thank you. So today we're going to go back to basics. We're also going to be taking some premium subscribers' phone calls. We had some questions. If you have the premium app, you can hit us up. There's a number, and we'll play your questions on the air. If they're a question, we encourage you to ask a question. Shout-outs are great, but I don't need a 9-minute shout-out because I appreciate it, but it's not going to make it on the air. But today we have some good questions from some fans that we're going to get to. If you have the premium app, don't live in FOMO, you fuck. Get the premium app. A lot of people are getting it. People love it. Dropped two little short films today, this week. Not short films, little rants to the camera. Instead of putting them on Instagram, instead of chopping them down to a minute, put them right up there for the people. I had a request was put in. There was a guy on a tarmac the other day. I think we might have talked about it, but I know it was viral. A guy was on the tarmac, I believe in Atlanta. He wasn't on the plane. He never got off any plane. He just somehow, some way, made it onto the airport tarmac and was in his fucking underwear. So this was all caught on video, and people wanted to get my analyzation of the video. We put that on the premium app. I put some general shit talking on the premium app, and we're taking calls, and we're playing the calls on the podcast on the premium app. We're going to do that. We have some crazy... fuck, man, every day there's like crazy flights, crazy situations. We're going to do that. Today's the day that LeBron James will start the LeBron James summer shenanigans. He can opt out, or I'm so confused. He can opt out if he wants to leave Cleveland and all that stuff. Stephen A. Smith. You respect Stephen A. Smith, right?
Yeah, I heard some bullshit today. Wait,
I'm just asking you a question. Just asking.
Yeah, he's from Queens, so we have a kinship. Okay. Yes.
Okay, but everybody loves Stephen A. Smith, even if he drives you crazy. I don't think he's a liar. Stephen A. Smith said his sources told him that LeBron James reached out to Kevin Durant about joining him at the Lakers. And apparently Kevin Durant said, bitch, please. I'm paraphrasing that, but apparently he said something to the effect of, bitch, please. I mean, LeBron, are you fucking kidding? Are you kidding? you think Kevin Durant wants to deal with more fucking, like, comments? And he's happy. He just won two finals. He bust your ass 2 years in a row. You think he wants any more ridicule? Guy's not doing anything. He's fucking not. He's not leaving to join you to play for the fucking Lakers. Why are you even texting this dude?
Yo, this isn't fact. I hope it isn't true. I don't think LeBron would do that. But in today's NBA, this is the only way you could compete. You
have to link up. I don't agree. Yo,
look at that team in Golden State. You can't beat these guys with one all-star on your crew. But you have to do it.
I don't agree with that totally.
How?
But listen, I'm not fucking, like some basketball expert. But let's say Boston. Let's just say that Boston team that we saw, that pushed Cleveland to seven games. They come back next year. They have Kyrie. You have Terry Rozier as a backup point guard. This is just next year. You got Gordon Hayward. Plus you have a now confident bunch of young players. I'm not saying that they would beat Golden State, but I'm not saying I know for sure. I guarantee you that Golden State wouldn't sweep them.
Oh, man.
Golden State would not sweep that Boston team. I don't care. They have a lot of weapons. I'm not saying they'd beat them. And obviously, we're in July, and there's so many factors in health. But if you have Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, and the rest of that Boston crew, and they make it out of the East, they're not going to just blow through that team. They have a lot of weapons. They're very well coached. So, but again, I mean, listen, the reality of it is you don't know. It's going to be the next week or so, it's going to be this one to this and all the rumors and all this stuff is going to start going around. Based on everything that everyone's saying, it looks like Kawhi Leonard is all but done with San Antonio, which I personally think is a mistake. And it looks like LeBron is going to the Lakers, but who the fuck knows? He might stay in Cleveland. Who knows?
I hope he stays in Cleveland. Don't leave. Stay there. And, yo, I hope that shit ain't true that he was texting this guy. It doesn't sound like he would do something like that. It sounds ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows? I mean, I was thinking we could just start. Because, Stephen A. Smith, they're not going to put a gun to his head and be like, who told you this? Who told you this? And right. I don't think he's making it up, but why don't you and me start making up shit? We could be like, oh, yo, my man told me that so-and-so told him Kyrie texted this one, and he said, yo, fuck that, we going to Orlando. And I can't confirm or deny who it was, and I'm not saying he responded to it, but the text was out there. We should start breaking news like that, because Adrian Wojnarowski, this fucking guy's breaking all the news all the time. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. And what is the big deal with this, I got to be the first one to break the news?
Yeah. On some hearsay shit. Oh, I heard, that's really privileged information, and it sounds tricky, and I don't think LeBron would do that after all the shit he went through. I'm gonna text this guy to try and link up with him after he went to another team. Nah.
And how would that information get to Stephen A. Smith? So that means that these guys are friends in some capacity. So that means that Kevin Durant told somebody that told Stephen A. Smith. Who knows? It's just some gossip bullshit. And I want to apologize because we said that we were not going to discuss LeBron James, yet here we are getting sucked into the discussion. Can we please move on?
Of course.
The I Am Rappaport World Tour continues starting July 26th in Toronto, Canada. Saturday, August 4th, back in New York City. Saturday, August 18th, in Houston, Texas. Wednesday, August 22nd, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Union Transfer. And Saturday, August 25th, in Boston, Massachusetts. The I Am Rappaport World Tour continues. It starts Thursday, July 26th, in Toronto. You could get tickets at iamrappaporttour.com. Me, G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty. And you know we're going to sneak some special guests in there. Look us up. You know how we get down. iamrappaporttour.com. So I'm in Chicago, Moody. Have you ever been to Chicago, like Kanye West?
Yeah, we had a show.
Oh, right. Now, you were there for just a few days. Did you eat deep dish pizza when you were here?
No, I had that margarita. I had that good charred and blistered margarita.
But it was traditional Italian pizza, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't mess with the deep dish.
All right, I don't either. Now, I love Chicago. I love the people of Chicago. I think people in Chicago are dope. It's a huge, beautiful city. It's street. Obviously, it's historic. You know, it's fucking urban. I just love it. It's you know, there's just so much history here. The architecture is ridiculous. So I was talking some shit on my Instagram yesterday about Chicago pizza and deep dish pizza. And I'm not going to name names, but I got hit up and invited. Rappaport, don't talk shit about deep dish pizza. You could come to our place right now. We got the best pizza in Chicago. We guarantee you you'll like it. Yada, yada, yada. Now, I'm not going to say who it was, and I'm not going to say the place I went to because I don't want to shit on it. But I wound up going to this place. They sat me down, gave me some deep dish pizza, and I want to tell you this. Deep dish pizza is the most overrated food dish in the entire country. I want a fucking slice of pizza. If I want to, like, deep dish pizza, you might as well just call it a pasta. It's like pasta wrapped up in pizza dough.
Yeah.
You can't eat that when you walk down the street like Tony Manero did in Saturday Night Fever. It's a good dish, but it's not pizza. Pizza is something that you could eat with three fingers. It shouldn't be something you need, like, a fucking butcher knife and like, you know, you got to, like, you wrap yourself in a bib because it's dripping all over the place. It's like pasta. Right. And the place I went to, no disrespect, it tasted fantastic, but I don't consider that pizza. The kind of pizza that we had here, traditional oven pizza, that's pizza. Or a New York City slice, that's a slice. No disrespect, once again. But come on with this bullshit, this deep dish pizza. They're like, oh, Chicago deep dish is the best. The deep dish, best at what? What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's a cake. It's a pizza cake.
Exactly. It's a fucking pie. It's like eating apple pie with, like, I'm not saying it doesn't taste good, but to call that pizza is like calling a sloppy Joe in a bun a hot dog. You know, that's not pizza.
I never considered that pizza for whatever. I tasted it. I knew it was bullshit immediately. A pizza is a New York style. You could fold it. It's thin. It's great. The crust is it crackles, shatters. That's what's up. All that other shit is just an offshoot.
Yeah, it's something else, but it ain't pizza. So I appreciate the invite, but no disrespect. That ain't pizza.
Definitely.
They shot up this Maryland newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know all the details of it. It was a white dude with long hair and a beard. He looked like a sick fuck. And they arrested him in his mugshot. He has no bruises on his face, no bloody lip, no fat lip, no nothing. I don't see how when they arrest these people, how you can't at least, you know, kick him in the side of the fucking neck or something like that. Like, she should at least have, like, you know, like something coming out of it, like a little, like a little black eye. It doesn't have to be, like, you know, mauled, but something.
Something. But, yo, we gotta, there has to be something where you can't just come in the building. I mean, it has to be some type of security where you could be, you know, wanded or something because, yo, this is happening a lot. So it has to be measures put in to where we have to protect, you know, whatever, company, business, because cash just walking in here, executing people. So what has to happen, the entrance has to be guarded. You have to have it. You can't have the freedoms anymore like you used to.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, man, it's bad.
One of our favorite people to discuss, even before he was came out with his Me Too allegations, Terry Crews.
Oh, yes.
He testified in Washington about it, himself being groped. we've talked about, we actually talked about him years ago, and we said, what did you say? He has dice dick, right? Like,
I said, man, that's a big dude, and he needs to be the new action heroes in all the movies and this and that. And I just couldn't understand how you could let a little guy get up in your space and grab your package. There's no way you could get near me to gesture that. And for him to be that big and to let that happen, people look at that as like, yo, and at the hearing, an old woman said the same thing. You're such a big, powerful man, imposing. How come you didn't do nothing?
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it, man. Nobody could get that close to me, and I'm not going to be grandstanding now looking for pity. Nobody's pitying you, bro. You're too big for that, man.
Yeah, yo, it's crazy.
Yeah, you can't be part of that Me Too movement. You can't be part of that.
50 Cent, you know, he's got a good Instagram page. He was making jokes about it. And then, like, all the people, they were like, you know, you're such an asshole, 50. What the fuck is going on here? How could you be such an asshole? Don't you have any humanity? Stop being stupid, Curtis. 50, really, you're not shit for this. That was not funny. You're a complete piece of shit. Cash doesn't buy class at all. So as if 50 Cent gives a fuck about these people talking that shit to him.
Yeah, yeah. I read those things. I was like, yo, because everybody looks at it like that. Yo, why are you all swole like that? Like, you looking all menacing and stuff. You lifting the waist. What's that for? To look menacing. So nobody's going to come up in my space and have carte blanche at my privates. And then I'm going to I'm gonna handle that right there. My wife is there. Yo, we're going to handle that right there. Because everybody, they would say, like, yo, what happened? Well, he sexually assaulted my husband, and my husband knocked him out. Oh, it's justified. He got attacked. And then he tried to come up there and say, oh, you know, as a black man and this and that. Listen, man, it ain't that bad as a black, making it seem like it's so terrible. No. Fuck all that, man. I don't want to hear that. You should have handled homeboy right there. Your ass wouldn't have been on Capitol Hill talking about I got raped. Come on, man. You too big for that, B.
Yeah, out of all the people that have been dealing with this, why would they invite him up there? They should have invited some of the women up there, at least.
Yeah.
Or at least have some of the women up there instead of him.
That's what that lady was insinuating. Like, yo.
Well, like, what the fuck are you doing here, Duke?
Right. How are you here looking like the Hulk? Talking about this little 5'1" dude grabbed you. How was he able to do that? That's what she's saying. That's common sense, man. So you don't get the pity. Sorry, man.
Get your Butter Soft I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. All Butter Soft t-shirts are available at districtlines.com/ I Am Rappaport. We just released the camouflage sucker shit t-shirt. Plus, of course, we have it in black and white. We got the Stickman number 40 in beautiful Seattle green and yellow. We got the You Fuck You t-shirt, the Stickman 33, the Oakley t-shirts in black or blue, the Air Moody t-shirts, the Murder Doc and Chill t-shirts, the Disruptive Behavior t-shirts and hats. The Hero Collection is coming, and so much more at districtlines.com/ I Am Rappaport. All right, so as I told you, we were going to take some questions. Once again, if you have the premium app, there is a special I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast phone number. Okay, you could call us up, ask us questions, and if you ask a question that's worth answering, we will answer it. The first question, this guy's name, it was ill, I couldn't understand his name, but he said, guys, I'm going to New York City, he's looking for recommendations on Chinese food and Italian. You know what? I have plenty of recommendations on Chinese, and I'm going to post them. I am going to post it on the premium app. As far as Italian, my favorite place in New York City, two places in Manhattan. If you're visiting the city, and I'm sure you're not going to be there for months at a time, go to Frank. Go to Frank. It's on 2nd Avenue and I believe 5th Street. And if you want pizza down in the Soho area and you're out late, go to John's Pizza on 6th off of Bleecker. John's Pizza off of 6th. And if you go there late, you can get sliced. Always good. Always fantastic. You'll see plenty of people, pictures on the wall. And if you look closely, you'll even see me, the Gringo Man Dingo.
Moody, can I give him one?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's your spot, your Italian spot?
I want to give him Chinese spot. Go to Flushing, Queens.
Yes.
It's called the Golden Mall. It was featured on Andrew Zimmern's Bizarre Foods America, but it's fantastic. It's in a basement. It's authentic Chinese food, and it's dumplings, all kind of stuff. The Golden Mall in Flushing, Queens.
Yep, yep. Moody took me out there. And also, if you want to get a great sandwich, if you got time and you want to spend the day out in Astoria, Queens, or an afternoon in Astoria, Queens, you could go to the Beer Gardens out in Astoria, Queens. Yep. And you could go to Sal and Chris for the best Italian sandwich, the best heroes, in my opinion, in the entire city. There's other great places, but Sal and Chris, the hero king of Astoria, uh-huh, is my spot.
What about the Icy's in Corona, Queens?
Oh, shit. Go to the Lemon King out in Corona, Queens, too. If you spend the day in Queens, it's a dope place. It's like, that's old New York in terms of, like, it's not changed. It looks the same way it looked in Welcome Back, Carter, and it looks the same. You could go out to, where's Trump from?
Flushing. I think Douglaston or Flushing, one of those places.
Yeah, go out there and see the president's old stomping grounds. this guy, Fizzy Woe.
Jail, this is a rap. You hear that? Fizzy Woe, I have a question. List off, three of them hot ones and shit. I know y'all, man. No disrespect to your wife, but real life and shit, man. Like, superstars, man. I know y'all ain't star stuff and nothing like that, but when you see bring some heat, real life, who's the three hottest ones, three to five hottest ones? Give me something, man. It's been a rough month. But, with this calf shit, Fuck you.
Okay, so he asked me, I think it's Fizzy Woe. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand your name, but my man Fizzy here, you heard him just ask, who are the three hottest celebrities I've seen in real life? Very easy. Rihanna, J-Lo, and Charlize Theron in her prime. Bangers. All beautiful. Oh. All lived up to the expectations. But it's Rihanna, J-Lo, and I'll say Charlize Theron. There's plenty of them, but those are the three off the top of my head.
Oh, I got one. The baddest one I ever saw was Halle Berry at the Harlem Theater in 1990. She was cooling with Wesley Snipes. That was the baddest woman I've ever seen.
Right, I remember you told me that.
At that time.
I remember you told me that.
Stunning shit.
Yo, Mike Grab, what's up? G Moody, what's up? This is John Nelson again. Question for you guys. Would you guys be willing to trade Lonzo Ball, Kuzma, and Brandon Ingram for Kawhi Leonard?
All right, John Nelson just asked, as you heard, about Lonzo Ball, Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, all three young players. I believe Kyle Kuzma is going to be a perennial all-star. I'm not saying he's going to be like, a number one dude that leads a team, but Kyle Kuzma, I think, is going to be a very, very, very good player for a lot of years, as long as he stays healthy. We don't need to discuss Lonzo Ball. There's a lot of question marks on this fucking guy. and Brandon Ingram, I think, is going to also wind up having a very good career. I think he'll be an all-star at times. So
would you, G Moody, GM Moody,
that's right, would you trade Kawhi Leonard for those three players?
On a condition that LeBron was coming. So if I got LeBron committing and Kawhi, then I'll get rid of all those guys with no problem, because I'm interested in winning championships now rather than later. So Kawhi and LeBron, of course, those three guys, you can go. If I get these two. If it's just Kawhi, I'm not going to trade all three of my guys.
Do you think Lonzo Ball, based with all his bullshit, that Greg Popovich would take him? I don't think he would take him. I think that...
Yeah. No, Greg, Pop, you gotta acquiesce into Pop's system. It's not whether, he could coach you. Like, you're not going to play. You're not going to get any time if
we'll
you don't...
We'll cut you.
Right. So they'll go there, and if Pop has a track record of success, so... Maybe he can make that guy. Remember, Tony Parker came there at 19 and was starting.
I think Lonzo Ball would actually do well in that system, but yeah. I think that Greg Popovich, because of his father, he's like, nah, we're not doing that.
Oh, right. But he would regulate his pops.
He might. He might.
Yeah,
he's a military guy.
They don't play none of that shit.
finally, Michelle, our Jersey rep.
Hi, Michael and Gerald. It's Michelle, the NJ rep. I wanted to know if you would consider interviewing any of the New York Rangers for the podcast. I'm a big hockey fan. I know that The New York Rangers are Gerald's favorite hockey team, or anyone in hockey for that matter. I would love to hear it, if possible. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Bye.
I would. You know, I'm not a big hockey dude. I know Gerald dabbles in it, but if it was the right dude with the right personality, we would definitely interview. Hey, listen, as far as the interviews, if they have some shit to say, I would interview them. Like if they have a story to tell and it's of any interest for me, that's the most important thing to interview a person.
Right, right, yeah. I like hockey, man. Get my man Zuccarello on these cats, man. These are good dudes, man.
All right. Before we get into these sick fucks of the week, I told you, it's like clockwork. Every time we do a podcast, it seems like there's more and more crazy shit to discuss in the unfriendly skies. A SkyWest flight. The flight attendant booted kicked five passengers, including a child who was obviously with the parents, from a flight after a dispute over whether a woman's phone was on airplane mode. Robin Rogers detailed her experience Saturday aboard a SkyWest flight with a Delta connection, Fort Wayne, Indiana. She was this, that, and the other. Listen, I hate to beat a dead fucking horse. When you're in a plane, think of it like you're back in the third grade. The teachers are the flight attendants, okay? Everybody wants to get where the fuck they need to get to, ASAP and safely. So if the lady says shut your phone off, just tell her you shut the phone off. Shut the phone off, and when she walks away, turn it back on. Yeah. If the lady says sit down, sit the fuck down. If the flight attendant says, you know, we're not giving you any more beer, you're not getting any more fucking beer. Act like you're in the third grade. It's not, you're not a grown-up on a plane. It's a serious thing. There's a bunch of people, and safety first, asshole. So if you want to act stupid, and you want to have your phone on, and you're posting Instagram, and you're with your kid, we're kicking you and that snot-nosed, cock-eye little fuck off, too. All of you get the fuck off the plane. The whole group is.
Yeah. You can't delay the other passengers. That should be it. Just bottom line. Oh, you wildin'? Off.
That's it.
We got to make these connections. And then that's when Kimbo come out. And then you get dragged off.
That's it. It's very simple. Yeah. And they should also start having surveillance video on the plane. So, you know, instead of people like, yo, we're filming this. We asked you to sit down. You don't want to sit down. Boom. Everything is videotaped. I'm surprised they haven't started doing that shit. Like every airline has little video cameras. It doesn't seem like it should be hard to do. They have it in little pisshole bodegas.
Yo, they got to revamp. They understand now. I'm sure they're about to plan some stuff. I know it. You have to. It's too much beef going on. When we was growing up, it wasn't all that beef, right?
None of this.
Up in the skies.
You mind you, you got to follow the fucking rules. You're on a plane. Sit the fuck down. That's it.
Man, also, they caught them guys that hacked that poor 15-year-old kid. I don't know his name.
Junior.
Yeah. And that's like three blocks away from my crib.
Are you serious? The kid in the Bronx?
Yeah, man. Yeah, always. I always drive past that place. Always. And that's crazy, man. Yo, cats is savages, man. Straight up. Like, I don't know what any trial. Should there be a trial?
Well, did you see the guys, the two guys at the trial? One of them was crying like a little fucking bitch.
But I don't understand if you're in the gang and you doing all this stuff, and then when they catch you.
Why are you crying, Duke?
Why are you crying? What did you expect? You thought you were going to be able to just get away with doing all kind of heinous shit? It's over now. And now comes the hard part. Now you're going to be someone's woman.
Yeah, because people are going to, you know what it is. It's not just you're going to be someone's woman. These are young kids. Break out the fucking Wonder Bread bag and the olive oil. This is a Wonder Bread bag treatment. Classic and Wonder Bread bag stuff.
And Kool-Aid. Is the lipstick.
Yes.
So he's gonna have lipstick made out of Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Just like
yes.
Mike Tyson said that. They don't understand. Like, yo, when you see these kids and they're going to jail 17, 18, yo, those people are gonna be girls.
Yes.
Like, you're gonna be dressed up as a woman.
Yes.
Because you're not tough.
No. No. kill a kid in broad daylight. It's the wrong kid. He got nothing to do with it. It's stupid, man. You think you're going to just do this and, like, what are you kind of...
Oh, man. And did you hear the head of the gang sent out a message to the mom apologizing, saying, oh, it was the wrong kid. We're sorry.
We're sorry. You didn't fucking... We're sorry. What are you talking about, sorry? There's no sorry.
And motherfuckers talking about, yo, we should get rid of stop and frisk and all that. Nah, man. Nah.
Yo, there's a lot of crazy shit that's still going on in the Bronx.
Yo, the Bronx hasn't been completely overhauled yet, so you still got a lot of, you know, those pockets and stuff. It looks like the old New York a lot of the times.
And the Bronx is big, right?
Oh, it's very big, man. Crazy big. But, yo, it's just them gangs, man, roving gangs, man. And they took a lot of the police, shit away from the police. That stop and frisk was stopping a lot of bullshit, man. Because these guys don't dress regular. They got their, you know, pants hanging down and shit. You know, cats be having guns. So stop and frisk. You look like you got something.
Right. We can make it real quick if you ain't got nothing.
Right, so that's gone. So now you get these shit, man. That same gang stabbed a kid on the Bronx River Parkway. Yo, and that kid lost a liver, man. This is some shit, man. I that's terrible, man.
Crazy. Another incident on the unfriendly skies. This is not funny. From Houston, the same place I took off from just a week ago. When I was coming back from Los Angeles with the incident. But this is not funny at all. A Houston flight from to Boston, a guy died on the flight. He was having health issues. They issued a statement saying, our sincerest condolences. One of our customers passed away. I guess he had like a heart issue. Dude had a fucking heart attack apparently on a flight from Houston to Boston.
Damn, man. And the pilot kept going. You don't land, right? You just keep going to the destination.
Nah, I don't. I think it happened at the destination. I don't fact check. It's Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We didn't fact check. We didn't fucking know.
Yo, that's fucked up, man.
All right, Miles Jordan, it's been a couple of episodes. A cue in that, let me get that sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn, you fucked the door?
You what?
You fucked the door? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick fuck.
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did.
What?
No.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. There it is right there. That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. That's really nice.
Can I lead it off, man? Can I be Dave Concepcion and leave it off?
And Mickey Rivers?
Yeah, let me be Mickey Rivers and lead this shit off.
Yeah, set it off.
A pregnant California woman made her boyfriend punch her in the stomach 10 times after they agreed to abort their child.
Jesus.
The baby was born with a fractured skull and later died.
Damn.
The ultimate damn. That's all you can say for shit like that. It's damn.
Damn, that's like fucking sick, right? Animal. So are they both going to jail?
Yes. Good.
Jesus.
I didn't want to write anymore. I was just appalled by that. And that's crazy. She's pregnant with their child.
And they're bugging out all these sick animals.
Right. She was at work and you know, Cass was like, yo, you all bruised up. So Money was on some Riddick bullshit with her stomach.
Jesus. Well, a more lighthearted but sort of straightforward sick fuck of the week. And I want to thank a lot of people sent me this as a request. I got it. This is probably about five or six people sent this to me, and you know where to find me. Find Moody. If you have any sick fucks of the week, you could send it to iamrapaportpodcast@gmail.com. You could DM me. You could Instagram me. You could tweet me. Moody, I am Rapaport, all of us. This one, I have to say, this was a lot of requests. It was like a hot song being called in to Angie Martinez. Montana woman, 19 years old.
Oh, yeah.
She broke into a man's house with a machete and ordered him to take off his clothes and forced him to have sex with her. This is her ex-boyfriend, 19. He must have been sugar dicking. Must have been buck wild, because she was like, yo, I'm going to force you to give me that fuck style. Like, your fuck style is so ill, I need it.
Yeah, when sugar dicking goes wrong. That's what it is. She broke into Money's crib and said, yo, I got to have that shit.
Damn.
That's sugar dicking.
Yeah. He was sugar dicking.
Yeah, it's not about her. It's about him. We need to interview him and say, yo, what the fuck you did, man?
Yeah. What's your fuck game like, Duke? Like, I want to know about your get down.
She said, I'm going to kill you if I don't get that dick.
Oh, you remember like what you do for the dick? I break into your crib for the dick.
Word.
Whip out the machete for the dick. She didn't stab him. She just made him, you know, lay that pipe.
Yeah, that's him. Money's an all-star right there, man.
A naked Indiana man. Right there, you know, problem. When I say naked Indiana man or naked in the streets, it doesn't matter what state you're in, you know right there if you have your clothes off, then we have a problem. So a man in Johnson Fork, Indiana was arrested. He was running around his neighborhood. Sounds like a small, quiet neighborhood, running around his neighborhood, butt ass. when the cops came, he said that he wasn't confirming or denying. I like this guy, because he wasn't really fact checking, but he said he may be Jesus.
Okay. Let's see if you can take this bullet.
I respect Money, because he said he may be Jesus. He didn't say he was Jesus. He wasn't confirming or denying the shit. He said, I might be Jesus.
Oh, man. See, that's that ooh-wee. Like, it fucks with brain chemistry. You can't fuck with the brain, man.
He's drinking that bleach like it's fucking, like it's cough medicine.
Yeah. The Clorox. A cocktail of Clorox. Yo, I got one, man. I got a crazy one.
Oh, yeah, well.
This company called Thinks. I want to designate them as the sick fuck, because they have created something called a period sex blanket, and it's for debuted for $500. It's designed for period sex. Blood sport.
Nah. Listen. That ain't no business, Duke. And I'm gonna tell you something. Nobody's buying. What about a towel, motherfucker? A $500 blanket. You're like, yo, this is your business? This is what you, like, yo, this is your startup? Yeah, you ain't Steve Jobs.
They said, why have a towel when you could have our designed blanket that's like a bounty that will absorb the blood?
Nah, we not doing that, Duke. We not doing that. Are you trying to make, what's the name of this company?
Thinks, T-H-I-N-X.
Nah, fuck all that. Nah. you guys aren't smart. That's like people that are like, yo, we're gonna just roll the dice and think we get rich. That you need to come up with something else. Nobody's buying your fucking $500 period blanket, Duke.
Word.
I'll start this one off same way as I did the one before that. Naked man, Shreveport, Louisiana. A naked man was in Shreveport, Louisiana at the Diamond Jack Casino. The man was from Texas. Why he was butt-ass naked, nobody knows. How he got in there, nobody knows. Where his clothes were, nobody knows. Police arrested this man. You know what sucks? If you're a police officer and you got to, like, restrain money, and he's butt ass.
That's when, yo, that's when you got to tase motherfuckers.
Like, yeah, you got to do something. Tased. Yo, I'm not trying to wrestle with you, Duke. We're not doing all that shit. They took him to the fucking psych ward, and that's where I would take anybody who's naked in a casino.
just straight up hemp, like the cops, just, yo, get him out of there. Tase this motherfucker. Get him out. That's what time it is, man. That's when the cops, if you're naked, I'm not wrestling with you, man.
You might got
the monster. You might got AIDS. Yo, just tase this motherfucker.
Yeah, man. We're not doing all that. I hate to be redundant, but naked man. Who allegedly shattered the front door of an apartment, threw glass at the police officers, all while naked, spit in the firefighter's face while they were trying to restrain him, and beat a dog all naked. He did all this shit butt-ass naked. He was arrested on many, many charges. Burglary, assault against a public official, all sorts of shit. They said, we're not letting you out of jail. You seem too dangerous. And you know what? If you're fighting police officers and beating dogs, I don't believe you deserve to get out of jail. You're doing all that shit naked. Imagine you give him some shoes and some clothes. This guy, he's capable of anything.
All these guys that are fighting naked, yo, it's because they're on all kind of opioids and all kind of crazy stuff. How you going to be fighting out here naked, man? How?
I don't know. People...
You don't even have to go head up with a guy. If you're fighting a dude who's naked, all you got to do is kick him in the privates. You ain't even got to throw no punches. Just like, yo, I'm a kick your whole shit up, yo.
This sick fuck, this is a couple. And if you look up this dude, my man's grill, I wouldn't make fun of him if he wasn't a sick fuck and if he wasn't acting completely inappropriately. But if you look up money, and you could take my word for it or not, but this dude looked like, yo, this guy's nose is... And they both look like sick fucks. In Oklahoma City, two people were taken into custody. They were having sex in broad daylight in the intersection, in an intersection of a street, in the middle of the day. A 48-year-old man, Tony Willis, and a 42-year-old woman, Verna LeClaire, arrested having sex in an intersection, broad daylight.
Oh.
And they fit the part of looking like two sick fucks. They look crazy. This also happened in the Bronx, man. And we've talked about these things before, and this guy's on the loose, and this is a true sick fuck, and I hope they arrest him. This happened over on Aqueduct Avenue and Buchanan Place in University Heights, over in the Boogie Now.
Of course.
Two men, sick fucks, pieces of shit, dog shit, walked by a guy out of nowhere, sucker punched the guy, knocked him out. Other people, while this guy was knocked out, went in his pockets. This is 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, crackheads out.
And then the two people that did it, they walked back and took pictures of the guy while he was laid there knocked out on the street. These two pieces of shit, these two sick fucks are still on the loose. If you know about these sick fucks and you're in the Boogie Down Bronx and you know anything about them, the whole thing was caught on video. Call and get these sick fucks arrested so we could get them in prison, get them lined up to get that Wonder Bread bag treatment. 1-800-577-TIPS.
Were.
People should be able to walk down the streets and not be brutally knocked out for no reason. And then you come back and you take pictures of it? You sick fucking animal, you.
Yeah. That's terrible, man. That's so bad. I saw that, man. I'm just like, yo, why? Like, what kind of person, like, I'm going to decide to do this to another guy who's just standing there?
Yo, an animal.
Yo, nobody could ever do that to me because I'm always aware. Because, you know, I know what time it is. These motherfuckers be out here on some gang shit and just like initiation type shit. But you'll never be able to snuff me like that. You'll never, you know, because I'm looking at you.
I hope not.
A lot of people, are, and I think it was a Mexican dude. I think he was 22 years old. you know, just standing there, you don't understand how some of these motherfuckers think. I do.
Yeah, this animal savage.
Yeah, savage shit, man. I don't know how you could sleep at night doing shit like that. I don't get it, man. These are grown-ups, too.
All right, listen. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. If you're listening to this before the games and you're in Chicago, you fuck with the podcast, you come to the arena early, all you got to do is say, yo, Dingo, yo, Champ, yo, Hero, yo, Mike, yo, White Mike, I will come over, I'll come say what's up, give you a pound, you know, hang out, take a picture, whatever. If you're out here, come see me. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I am the White Wesley Snipes. He is G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty. Miles Jordan, take us out with a banger. Like, let me get something funky and let it rock for the people. I'm out.
Peace.